You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. The latest Wisconsin survey from WPR, WPT, and St. Norbert College is out as of this morning. The survey looks at policy, politics, the economy, and more. Right now, we'll focus in on what the survey had to say about Governor Walker, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and some recent out-of-state travel that the governor has done.
Wendy Scattergood joins us now to talk about the results. She's Assistant Professor of Political Science at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. Wendy, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start by looking at Governor Walker's approval rating here in Wisconsin. First of all, what specifically did you ask people?
We asked people just basically whether they approved or disapproved of the job that the governor was doing. And 41% say they approve, and 58% said that they disapprove.
How does this compare to where he was last year in the spring and in the fall?
When we asked this in the fall of 14, he was at 48%. So there has been a drop. And compared to last year, we were looking at 59%. So just an overall sort of slide since the election, which is it's pretty typical. I mean, it's a pretty big slide at this point, which may not be as typical, but we would see both governors and presidents as they sort of start at a high after an election and then kind of slide through until the fourth year, and then usually you see a bump up a little bit.
Now, you started looking at the governor asking this question in spring of 2011. Since then, what have some of the peaks and the valleys been?
Basically, what we find, and this is very obviously very partisan, nobody's going to be surprised by that, and what we generally find is that over time, that Republicans will sort of rally both when the recall election was happening and then, again, as we moved into a little bit into the 2014 election, and then you see it dip in those non-election times. The other thing that's important there is that a lot of those samples that we do just before elections are likely voters, whereas this time it's Wisconsin residents as a whole.
So how does that affect things?
Well, those folks are going to be more partisan, the people who are getting ready to vote, the likely voters. And so you would likely see then a more polarized answers during those times, and as well as particularly among Republicans, of course, are going to have stronger favorability.
When we talk about trends over these last years, is it fair to say that over the years you have seen trends, or perhaps that the governor is in one right now?
Yeah, I think so, and we're definitely seeing this trend downward. And as I said, that's pretty typical both for presidents and for governors to see that kind of it. It's pretty big, but of course we were also in the field right after the budget proposal came out, and that was reflected in a lot of the different variables that we saw, particularly among the what do you think is the biggest problem facing the state?
And do you know how this breaks down among different demographic groups here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so when we look at sort of partisan identification, 34% were Democrats and 35% were Republicans. Then among the independents, 10% lean Democrat, 11% are straight independent, and then 5% lean Republican.
And what does this tell you overall as you look at a big year for the governor? He looks likely to announce for president. What does this tell you, big picture, about what he is, where he is right now?
Well, it tells us where he is in Wisconsin, first of all, so we have to be careful about that because, of course, he's going to be running on a national stage, which is going to be quite different than what's going on here. But with low approval ratings, when we have the majority saying that they don't think that he should run, I think, and that he wouldn't make a very good president, I think those are indicative. But, of course, again, they're very partisan. So the people in the Republicans and the people who lean Republican are supportive of him, and they think he should run, although some of the Republicans don't think he should run, and that may be because they think he should stay here and run the state.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there any sort of correlation that you're aware of between attitudes toward a politician, particularly a governor, in a state and national perception?
Yeah, definitely. When we asked the strengths and weaknesses as a president among the Walker supporters, you know, they're definitely looking at some of his weaknesses as being he doesn't really have the foreign affairs experience. Obviously, he's been traveling abroad recently, but that still, at least among the Wisconsin Republicans, is being perceived as his greatest weakness. On the other hand, they think his strength is really in his message and that he sticks to what he says he's going to do, and that particularly his ability with the budget. And if people are focused on domestic issues and the deficit, then that's going to help him.
We're talking right now about the results from the latest Wisconsin survey just out this morning with Wendy Scattergood, assistant professor of political science at the St. Norbert College Strategic Institute. And we're going to look at some other parts of the survey right now. We're going to look at the question about Governor Walker's recent out-of-state travel, things like a speech giving, maybe as part of the prelude to a presidential campaign. First off, what did that question say?
We asked people whether they thought that his traveling to a number of other states to give speeches and meet with potential supporters for a possible presidential campaign, and whether they saw those trips as beneficial to Wisconsin, had no effect on, or were detrimental. And the plurality, the most cited, was 43% said that they felt it was detrimental, 36% said that it had no effect on, and 18% said that it was beneficial. So obviously the Democrats and the Democratic leaners and the independents were much more likely to say that they thought it was detrimental, whereas Republicans were much more likely to say it has no effect on them.
Is there a percentage point at which you say, okay, that is a strong response or that is not? What sort of margins are you looking at for that?
The error rate for the survey is plus or minus 4%, so that's one of the things we look at. And then when I'm running this, particularly when I'm running it against the partisan identification, there's actually a statistical test called a chi-square, which tells me whether the differences between the parties on their answers to these different questions is statistically significant, which means can we say, while there might be a difference in the survey itself, can we generalize that difference to the people of Wisconsin more generally? So if it's statistically significant, then we can say, yes, we can generalize that difference.
And in terms of these results, is it statistically significant?
Yeah.
So you said 43% are finding it detrimental at this point. And do you have any clue beyond that, or is that as far as the survey takes us?
That's really all we asked on that particular question. But, you know, when you look at it in the context of, you know, when we asked people whether they thought that he would make a good president, and whether they, you know, favor or opposed him running. So 59% said that they opposed him running. On looking at whether he would be a good, not so good, or poor president, 39% said that it'd be excellent or good, and 60% said not so good or poor. Again, that's pretty partisan. So what's interesting, of course, are the independents, and that's what makes a difference. And the independents are pretty anti-Walker at this point.
Now, Wendy, a lot of the questions you ask over and over again over the years. This one, for instance, pretty unprecedented, having a governor who's running for president. Is there anything else that you can compare this to in history or by a state-by-state basis?
Well, not for Wisconsin, from when we've been polling, which is since the mid-1980s, so we don't really have any data from there. We did ask about, I think when I first started, we were talking about Tommy Thompson because he was about to be potential for him to be appointed. So we were asking some of those kinds of questions. But I think it's important to remember that Tommy Thompson at the time was much more popular as a governor.
What does popularity look like as a governor when you're looking at the statistics?
It really, really varies, and that's true from state to state, that we are in a time now that's pretty cynical, so a lot of the governors are suffering from those kinds of things. And as I said, there's a typical pattern that they start out pretty high, and then they sort of drop. Typically also in their second term administration, that it tends to be lower than their first administration. So we would find that for a Democratic president in Obama, which we are seeing, as well as for Republicans.
We'll take a call now. We've got Jane joining us in Green Bay. Jane, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm calling because I'm angry that Scott Walker is not declaring himself as a president, as a candidate for president. And because he is not doing that, the taxpayers are paying for his travels. And if he was so concerned about budget, he would be using campaign funds and be open, I am going to run for president, or I am running for president.
Okay, thank you, Jane. And Jane, in a certain responding category of the survey, do you think that response is typical of the people who saw this as detrimental, Wendy?
It's hard to say. I think when we look at the biggest problem, I think people are more focused on the actual issues rather than campaign spending versus tax money. I think part of which is because when he's traveling abroad, first of all, he's on trade missions for, you know, that a lot of times are paid for by the businesses in Wisconsin. Also that there are other funds being used when he's out of the state giving and raising money that he's not using taxpayer funds for that. So, I mean, I think there's a question of, you know, when he's abroad, he's working with Wisconsin businesses to try to, you know, increase the exports from Wisconsin. So the question is that an investment or is it really just a veil for campaigning? And, you know, people are going to differ depending on their view of Walker on that.
We're talking about the results from the Wisconsin survey from WPR, WPT, and St. Norbert College just out this morning. We're talking with Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute.
And we want to hear from you on this. How would you rate your approval of Governor Walker today? How do you feel about his out-of-state travel as part of a possible presidential bid? And do you have an opinion about the kind of job Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish would do as governor if Scott Walker leaves that office for Washington? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking about the results from the Wisconsin survey from WPR, WPT, and St. Norbert College, hot off the presses this morning. And we're talking with Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute.
We want to hear from you on this at 800-642-1234. As Wendy Scattergood has noted, Governor Walker's approval has dropped some since last year, since before the elections. Fairly normal pattern, she says, for a governor, but maybe a larger slide than we'd usually see, in part maybe because of the budget. What do you chalk up that slide in approval rating to? What do you think? What do you think the governor is doing right? What do you think he's doing wrong here in Wisconsin? How do you feel about out-of-state travel, maybe leading up to a presidential bid? And what would you think about Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish stepping into the governor's job should Governor Walker head to Washington? You can call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also share your thoughts, see a little bit of the data over at the Central Time Facebook page.
And Wendy, we're going to pick up with Lieutenant Governor Clayfish right now. One of your questions regards her. The question, if Scott Walker should win the presidency in 2016, do you think Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish would make an excellent, good, not so good, or poor governor of Wisconsin? What do people say?
First of all, just over a fifth weren't sure. So, and that was standard and steady over the different partisan identifications. So Democrats and Republicans were about the same, saying they weren't sure. So that's the first thing. Second, there's some big partisan differences. So overall, we find that 9% said that she would be excellent, 34% think that she'd be good, 12% not so good, and 25% poor. But when we look at the partisan differences, for example, among Republicans, 70% think that she would be excellent or good compared to only 21% saying that for the Democrats.
Do you ever poll on what people think of the lieutenant governor in normal circumstances?
Typically not.
So this was a new one. So we don't really know if it's if that not sure number, that 22%, is typical or not.
Yeah, we don't really have anything to compare it with. Except that we know that it actually is pretty high for the approval ratings for Senators Johnson and Baldwin. So, for example, Senator Johnson, when we did his approval rating, 26% said they didn't know.
We're going to go to our phones now. We've got a caller here. Dave is next in Kimberly. Hi, Dave.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a comment about Walker, and he is really showing what an idiot he is when he's running for president, and he did get away with this running for governor, but from what I understand, He was thrown out of Marquette University for corruption.
I'm going to jump in, Dave, make sure we stay more focused on the survey. But, you know, Dave is reflecting the partisan breakdown of politics in Wisconsin right now, a very strong partisan feeling. Was that reflected, do you think? Do you see that in these numbers, Wendy?
When we asked what they felt the greatest weakness was, and this was an open-ended question, so people could just say whatever they wanted, and kind of across the board, there were a few people for every partisan identification that said his lack of a college degree was, in fact, a weakness of his. But that was true of Democrats and Republicans.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. We're going to go next to Caroline in La Crosse. Caroline, hi.
Hi. The reason Walker may not be establishing that he's running is because while he is not officially a candidate, he can collect all the money he wants, and once he declares, then he's going to have to start telling where his money's coming from.
Okay, thank you for that, Wendy.
It takes a lot of money to run for president, and if you're going to make a run for it, you better make sure that you're a viable candidate, because that's a huge investment of time, energy, family included, that, you know, they have to be sure that it's the right thing for them to do.
Okay, appreciate that call. You can join us at 800-642-1234. As we talk with Wendy Scattergood, assistant professor of political science at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute, talking about the latest Wisconsin survey results. They're just out this morning. And we're going to go next to Victor, joining us in Oconomowoc. Hi, Victor.
Hi, good afternoon. I think Governor Walker has been an absolute disaster. If he had applied Act 10 to every union, he could have at least claimed policy consistency, but by exempting fire and police, it was obvious he was targeting Democratic constituencies, a purely political move. He turned down funds from the Fed that could have stimulated our economy. The line between Milwaukee and Madison was one of the best possible sites for high-speed rail. He's turning down the Medicaid expansion. And I think that if Rebecca Clayfish was elevated to the governor's office, what a gift to the Democrats. She is such a chucklehead.
Victor, thanks for the call. Just to focus in on unions, Wendy, that is something you ask people's attitudes about. It's been a big subject here in Wisconsin. How much did people care about or respond to what's happening with unions in Wisconsin on the survey?
And this time where it came out was in what do you think the biggest problem facing the state is, and that came out as our number 8 most cited issue. And it was divided between people thinking that breaking up the unions, and particularly right now it's the right to work issue, versus people's the other part of the people thinking that unions are actually the problem. In the past, we have seen people on that same question talk about Act 10 as being the biggest problem facing the state, et cetera. When we asked people about his presidential bid, that was definitely something that came up. And, of course, it's very partisan there, that supporters see that as a strength of his, whereas those who are not his supporters think that that's extremely problematic.
Well, thank you for that call. And we go next to Eric, joining us in Janesville. Eric, hi.
Hi. I'll be quick. I have two quick questions. One is, how often do you do this polling? And if you could do something like this day to day, how much of a change would you see based on, say, a news announcement or whatever? Is it, in other words, what kind of number jump should we see before we think it's a big deal?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. First of all, we do the survey twice a year. We do it in the spring and the fall. And, you know, as I was saying a little bit earlier, where when we're talking about the slide in the governor's approval rating, one of the things that we're looking at is the timing of when it happened. And certainly we have to look at if something happens in the news while we're in the field, that could change people's opinions. So, for example, when the federal government shutdown happened, that actually happened in the middle of our survey. And so what we did there was we had the dates when each of the responses came in so that I actually could compare the answers for those that had that answered the questions prior to the shutdown and those that did it afterwards. And so we could see there actually wasn't, in that case, there actually wasn't that much difference in people's assessment, both in approval ratings, biggest problem, national economy, congressional approval rating, et cetera. Surprisingly, you'd think there would be a change, right? But there really wasn't that big of a difference.
And we have to leave it there. We're out of time. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.
We've been speaking with Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. We're talking about the results from the latest Wisconsin survey from WPR, WPT, and St. Norbert College.
We'll pick up the conversation tomorrow on Central Time. The survey also asked people what they think about the state's economic well-being and future prospects. A guest weighs in on the perception and reality of Wisconsin's economy.